Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Ulysses Liu, Business Development Associate Manager at Quanta Cloud Technologies. Welcome, Ulysses. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me here.
So Quanta and Intel have a tremendous history of collaboration, and this extends into the telco arena. Tell me a little bit about your role at Quanta and how it relates to the delivery of telco solutions.
Right now, I'm responsible for the QCT's telco solution business development teams, including the solution partners alliances and also the open communities alliances as well. We actually start our journeys since 2016, and we work with Intel MPG teams a lot since then. And also, during the MWC Barcelona this year, we consider Intel's collaborate and demo a full rack in the Intel booth. And the rack has included Intel Select servers, RSDs, and the VBN Jewel Cloud China Telecoms. So, and after that demos, Intel MPG teams and QC teams can sit down and talk about the next step for the central office virtualizations.
Now, central office virtualization is an interesting trend in telco in terms of the consolidation of central offices and more control over how to manage network service delivery through the central office. Tell me a little bit about that and why this is so important for your customers.
Yeah, so in your sections, we know that many comm service providers are now trying to modernize their central office to deal with today's and tomorrow's virtualized network functions and workloads. So we are thinking to put in some essentials VNF on top of unified NFVI environment to actually prove the virtualizations can be realized in one whole commoditized hardware-based rack. And in order to simulate the real central office environment as customer expected, we have partners with two commercial VNF software companies. One is FixLight VVNG, and the other one is the mobile EPC, so that we can include both FixLight and mobile scenarios in one NGC or rack.
Now tell me about the solution that you are delivering to the market to accomplish that.
Yeah, well, when we are deploying the VNF, actually the VNF deployment process in the NGC or rack is actually a bit of challenges because not every network functions are used to deploy on the virtualized environment. They might originally live in a bare metal or a KVM environment, and we have to move them into QCT NFVI, which is based on the Red Hat OpenStack 13. Then, after we move into the QCT NFVI, we need to understand how to keep the performance as they used to be. So that's when the Intel technology comes in. We are using Intel Enhanced Platform Awareness, EPA, to enhance the data model while tuning the parameters during configurations, the infrastructure. And we're also using Intel Dynamic Device Personalizations, DDP technology, to load balance the traffic of EPC to different CPU.
Now, you mentioned that this was an Intel collaboration with UCT. Tell me about how the companies collaborated to deliver this solution to market and how this leverages Intel technologies in the QCT offered solution.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we are include the Intel's EPA and Intel DDP technology to enhance when we're onboarding those VNF on QCT NFVI. Not only doing this, we are also collaborate with Intel's in the telemetry framework. So we create a telemetry framework and we're trying to monitor the real-time resource utilizations among the QCT hardware infra, NFVI, VNF, and up layer services. And NPG team has given us lots of advice. And there are three directions of this network trace framework. So one is that we want to provide an overview of resource utilizations when workloads are up and running in this NGCO rack. Second, we want to create a critical event alert whenever reached to a resource utilization threshold set up by workloads. And the third one is that we would like to provide an infra-based telemetries for third parties, orchestrations, integrations. So by working with Intel, we are not only just putting the VNF in the rack, but we are also trying to work together and figure out how to monitor and how to understand the overall resource utilizations inside the rack so that the operators, they can understand how the overall resource can be are using when those workloads are up and running.
What has the customer response been on this solution thus far, and what makes you excited to be delivering this to market?
We have been talking to several customers about the NGCO ideas and about the telemetry framework we're doing right now. They are quite interested about the work that we collaborate with Intel. One of the reasons is that they do want to put every VNF on top of the unified NFVI platforms, but also to reach and maintain the same performance they used to be. So in order to understand how to maintain the performance they expect, they really need to understand the overall resource utilizations when the rack is up and running. So they really would like to understand and when our NGCO rack is solutions ready, and they would like to doing some POCs with us as well.
Ulysses, it was awesome talking to you today. I'm very excited about this solution. It's such a compelling area right now for our comm service provider industry. Thank you so much for the collaboration and the time today. One final question. Where can folks go to find out about this solution and engage with the QCT team to learn more about a POC or a trial towards deploying a solution?
You can go to the www.qcd.io to find more information about the NGCO's information on our QCT's website. Also, we are going to demo the NGCO's in NWC Barcelona next year in QCT Booth as well. So welcome to talk to us anytime.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. We'd love to have QCT back sometime again soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.